From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned U.S. Ambassador Daniel Shapiro Sunday to talk about the U.S. abstention Friday, allowing the passage of a U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement activity. Mr. Netanyahu said the council was not the place to resolve the issue of settlements.
We knew that going there would make negotiations harder and drive peace further away. And as I told John Kerry on Thursday, friends don't take friends to the Security Council.
The U.S. normally vetoes such resolutions. The Israeli Foreign Ministry summoned the ambassadors from most of the nations that voted for the resolution. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet he has no doubt the Obama administration, which leaves office next month, initiated the resolution, stood behind it, coordinated the wording, and demanded its passage. Israeli political analyst Gil Hoffman said the resolution helps extremists on both sides.
The extremists on the Jewish side will say we have to build, that the world will be against Israel no matter what we do. The extremists among the Arabs will say terror pays, that the world makes decisions that really encourage terror.
Friday's resolution calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory. It states settlements there have no legal validity. The Israeli leader said he's looking forward to working with the new Donald Trump administration when it takes office in January. A suicide bomber in northern Cameroon killed himself and two others in an attack on a market full of Christmas shoppers Sunday. Five others were wounded in the town of Mora, in an area often hit by Boko Haram jihadists based in Nigeria. The death toll could have been higher. The bomber discovered before entering the market and set off an explosive vest before entering it. This is VOA News. A series